We're here with Matt Wadsworth, the director of Providence Valdez Counseling Center. Our question for you today is grief. How do you deal with grief following suicide?
Anytime you're recovering from death or surviving a loved one who's passed is really difficult. It's painful. And the fact is, it's just going to hurt. So when we're talking about how to deal with grief, we got to remember that the goal is not to avoid pain. It's to kind of deal with pain head on, maybe not be afraid of the pain. So I think some of the strategies are going to be surround kind of bracing yourself for that and surrounding yourself with loving people to help you through that.
Here in our community, what are the services that people can reach out to? Obviously the counseling center, but what are the options there and in the rest of the community?
Well, when talking about grief, I would say the first option is family and friends. People really need a hug, first and foremost. They just need that kind of the tender kindness that you get from loving people. They're not going to get a hug from the counseling center. That's not where we're at or what we do. But as they're kind of moving through the stages of grief and they're kind of progressing, sometimes people get stuck. And where they get stuck is around how they're thinking or making sense out of loss, how they're kind of processing it. And the counseling center can help them and help them with some of the tasks that they need to do to help kind of mourn and heal from that. So the counseling center, we have clinicians there that can help. There's also other people in the community that can help. I know Valdez Native Tribe has some options for helping. There's also some online options. One of the good things that came from the pandemic is it really opened up telehealth options. So there's a number of options, and so you can talk to someone, well, anywhere in Anchorage and Minnesota.
So and how would you find that, Matt? Would you just Google?
You just Google mental health counseling, and you'll see a bunch of options. So there's a whole bunch of resources like that. Not to mention grief in particular. It's one of those things that we've been dealing with since the beginning of time. We've been dealing with grief. So it's something that's been well studied, well kind of researched, and you can get a number of books that kind of walk you through people's journeys. Recognize that everybody's journey through grief is going to be a little bit different and unique, but there maybe we'd say the tune is the same. The lyrics might be a little bit different, but the tune is the same. It's pretty familiar. We all have that kind of in common. We're all either have gone through it, going through it, and we're certainly going to go through it in the future.
Well, we'll leave the counseling to the professionals, but as a friend or family member, any tips for helping someone who's having a tough time?
Or maybe not
even a tough time. It's just a time.
A time.
Right? Everybody's having a time.
I think the best thing that we can do is be present with people. We have a tendency to kind of run away from pain when we're confronted with it in ourselves and in others. And one of the ways we run from pain is we try to make people feel good. So when we see someone we love in pain, we want them to feel better. And so a lot of the things we try to say to them are around like, hey, man, you know, let's snap out of it. Or, hey, there's other, like, let's go do this. Let's distract you. They come up with a lot of things to help them avoid the pain. But pain is something you have to go through. It's like, I don't know if you've ever seen The Neverending Story. A lot of good movies from the 80s, but The Neverending Story, for sure. The Swamp of Sadness. You can't stop in the Swamp of Sadness. So distracting someone in the Swamp of Sadness, it ends badly later on. You got to keep kind of trudging through some of that sorrow. And if you remember, when he gets through the middle of that Swamp of Sadness, that's where the turtle is. Is it Gamora? Or I can't remember the name of it. Somebody fact
check me. I'm always bad at that, yeah.
But that's the turtle. This is supposed to be the wise turtle, and that's where the wisdom comes from. And that's one of the things we get as we're going through grief. There's some wisdom that you only get when you go through that process. So being present for someone, avoiding some of those platitudes of whatever to help them try to avoid or feel better, just allowing them how they feel, it's okay. Painful, not wrong. And if you validate someone's feelings and help them to know that it's okay, actually, feelings tend to kind of drift away. But when feelings are invalidated, they set up camp. And they ain't going nowhere.